Please be seated. Sometimes I have trouble overcoming the belief that I have earned everything I have. Even worse, sometimes I act as though I believe that I have to earn my identity, my worth, my very right to be. I assume I'm not alone. There's certainly plenty of encouragement from the culture to believe and act just so. We are encouraged relentlessly to define ourselves through our accomplishments, or even more often through our possessions. The moment we venture down this road, we are doomed to a sense of scarcity, where there is never enough accomplishments, honor, possessions, youth, money, whatever commodity you've decided is your measure. And each and every other person around us therefore becomes a competitor. Before long, we're trying to tell other people what to do and judging them for not conforming to our expectations. Now, before we fall into the fiction that this is merely a modern problem, we should look again at the disciples' behavior in today's gospel. At first glance, today's passage from Mark appears to be about Jesus admonishing his disciples to lighten up, to stop worrying about others who are following, but apparently not to the disciples' satisfaction, and instead focus on avoiding those things that cause one to stumble and stray from the narrow road. Scholars, however, give us a deeper insight into this passage. They tell us that this particular section of Mark reflects some conflicts between early Christian communities. Mark is framing this part of his narrative, in other words, to address some of the problems his people are having with other Christians. Apparently, the early Christian church wasn't all united in their belief. Sometimes they clashed with each other. Occasionally, they even berated one another over differences of practice, but we wouldn't know anything about that, would we? In essence, Mark was trying to help his congregation answer the question, of who they are. Will they, he asks, define themselves over and against others? Or will they discover their identity through Jesus? You see, finally, identity is not something we can attain, but only receive as a gift. One of the primary reasons Jesus came was to tell us that we are beloved, holy and precious in God's eye, so that we in turn might hear ourselves called to lives of growth and service and generosity through Jesus' name. God's message to us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is that God, who gave us life, loves us. Period. God, who gave us life, loves us. Period. Archbishop Desmond Tutu, in his book In God's Hands, writes, "This is a God who intervenes on our behalf, not because we deserve it, but because God's love is freely given. It is grace. It is not earned. It cannot be earned. It does not need to be earned. God is the giver and the ultimate lover of all that God has created. And this means you. God's message runs so counter to our culture's message. Our culture says we must earn everything. Well, the Bible tells us we can't. God's love is freely given. Tutu says we are quite bamboozled when we encounter the God of the Bible. Can't you hear it in his voice? We're quite bamboozled when we encounter the God of the Bible. Indeed, we are. We can't quite believe that God cares so deeply about us. But what if we could? What difference would it make in your life if you truly believed that the God who gave you life loves you no matter what? Would life be more joyful? Would you worry less? Would you be free to grow in new and unexpected ways? Would God's love and service flow from you more freely? Would you then truly see God's abundance all around you? Would you then truly see yourself as God intended you to be, all of us to be, stewards of all that God has given us? In my own journey, I have learned that stewardship is a way of life in which I give generously of myself and of my life in response to the knowledge that all that I am and all that I have is a gift from God. All that I am and all that I have is a gift from God. Living and giving in such a way opens me to even more of God's blessings. Each time I give generously, I release the grip of fear, the anxiety of scarcity that tries to occupy my heart and my head, propagating the lie, there is not enough. Each time we give generously, we practice the truth that Jesus declares. God is the giver of all good gifts, and God's abundance is limitless. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Over the next 5 weeks, we will focus on stewardship. And as we do so, we'll reflect together on how each one of us experiences God the giver in our lives. Starting next week, you'll be invited to take home a reflection that will be inserted into your bulletin each week. The reflection has voices from leaders throughout the Episcopal Church reflecting on the scriptures. And you can take that reflection home and pray with it throughout the week, meditating on the questions on that in that reflection insert that will call you to grow. You'll also hear from fellow parishioners about how they experience God the giver in their lives and how they respond to God's generosity. And you'll be asked to consider how you will respond with a grace-filled and grateful heart to all that God has given you. Each of us must grab hold of that exhilarating truth, that all that we are and all that we have are gifts from God. Here is how your brother in Christ, Michael Swift, is claiming that truth. Thank you, Michael.